If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining, but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another view. Time is not on my mind, but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around. And then I remember all things must pass. But I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up. No, no, not yet, whoa. No, not yet, whoa. No, no, not yet, whoa. I'm afraid I'll end up nowhere.
But hello, my roller coaster riders, and welcome to Roller Coasting. I am your host, Megano. Oh yeah. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one for me. That was in my head. I ain't too sure why. So, see, when I've been at my classes lately at Revolution, honestly, it is about time they worked with me. The amount of times I just name drop Revolution, anytime I've been there in the past like week or so, they have been playing Hannah Montana, and I do believe with my core it is because of me, because I have requested that, and it has just seeped its way into every class. We've been getting like sort of souped up, like DJ style versions of Best of Both Worlds. Honestly, who knew? Also, I wanna be a I'm not usual, not so typical. Way too smart to be waiting around. Tai Chi practice is no more champion. I can fix a flat on your car. I might even be a rock star. We've been getting it all. The viral infection. It turns out I had a viral infection. Seems to be on its way out, thank the Lord. I shouldn't be coughing anywhere near as much as I was last week. Sorry, it's acting up now. It's playing the big man. It is definitely on its way out. I'm coughing much less frequently than I was last week. That stuck around for almost 3 full weeks. 3 weeks of being wheezy, like short of breath, really, really bad cough, sounding like a dog, and a lot of mucus. So, yes, but I do appear to be on the mend, thank God. Is anyone listening from Antarctica? I've got to ask, because see if you are, I bet you're actually warmer than me right now. My flat is definitely a hazard how cold it is right now. Basically, my kitchen is currently getting done up. It is currently being renovated and I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Oh, so you just like get up in the morning and walk into my kitchen and make a coffee and be like just enjoying my surroundings. Bring it on. I've lived in my flat now for, I'm honestly coming up to a year. I think I moved in July or August. It'll be a year before we know it. And the kitchen is like the one room, well, the dressing room as well, but particularly the kitchen is just a room that I just really, really didn't like. And look, I'm very grateful to have a kitchen and to have a flat of my own. Absolutely. And it is still served as a kitchen, kind of. Some of the doors, like a door was missing. Some doors were like hanging off. It was a mess. It definitely did need done up. But kitchens are bloody expensive. So I had to gather the funds first. And then, nobody warned me about this. Like, I obviously knew getting a new kitchen was going to be a process. Like, yes, I understand, like, it's going to be, like, a bit topsy-turvy in the flat. But it has been an upheaval. Sorry to, I hope I don't sound like an ungrateful, spoiled little brat. But I'm kind of real with you guys. It has been a shitemare having this kitchen renovated. Anything that could go wrong was going wrong. And I've not been able to have heating or hot water. This is day four of no heating or hot water. I think it actually should be on now, but something, I don't know if something's went wrong or I don't know what my dad did tell me, but I don't know what the hell he's talking about. So it's really, 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 really cold. I've not been sleeping over here because at one point I couldn't even flush a toilet. So definitely not wanting to stay, you know, with a non-flushable toilet. But it's definitely far too cold. But I'm here to record the podcast and pack my case because I'm off to Ibiza tomorrow. Sorry, this is the longest intro in the world. Get to the freaking point. I'm actually off to Ibiza tomorrow. Woo! So I'm going to escape this building site and then return when it's no longer a building site. Although it kind of will be a building site because I'm not going to have like the tiles done for a wee while. But anyway, enough said. You're up to speed. My kitchen's getting done up. It is already taking shape. The cabinets are all in. They are looking very chic. And I'm off to Ibiza tomorrow for 4 days. Eee! I'm so excited. It better be warm. I actually don't know if it will be warm. I'm not even going to lie. But look, I'll just see when I get there. And I'll tell you what, it won't be the shitty weather we're having here in Scotland. Anywho, sorry, longest introduction in the whole wide world. Not one relevant point was made. So for this week, I'm a bit wary and cautious that I don't want all my content suddenly being like, yeah, I'm single. How are you doing for breakup? Yeah, we get it. You're fucking single. You've said it enough times. But on the flip side, oops.
Sorry. Technical fault there.
Even my laptop has had enough of hearing it.
What is that noise?
Sorry, where was I? Yes, on the flip side of having said it multiple times now, my job really is just to document my life. Like, that is actually what I do every single day of my life. And this is my life. Like, this is what's happening right now. So, like, that's why we're here. Okay, so when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. So this week, I have decided on the back of last week's episode and life update, I think it is relevant to talk about dealing with a breakup. So strap yourselves in, roller coaster riders. That is what today's episode is.
Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up.
This will be useful to anyone in a similar position, even if it's not useful. Look, it's just nice to be able to relate to someone, isn't it? So The first thing I want to talk about is accepting a breakup. From personal experience, I like always know when a breakup is on the horizon. Like, I remember saying to Nadine a while ago, this feels like the start of the end. Isn't that a weird phrase? The start of the end. But that is literally how it felt, and that was correct, evidently. Obviously, I can only talk from my experiences, but I feel like unless a relationship ends in like a shocking, blindsiding, like, you know, scandalous way, then I feel like you can kind of sense when things are on their way out, regardless of who ends it. Like, you can definitely pick up on, like, I have been in three different relationships, had three different breakups, and in some situations I've been the one to end them, in other situations someone has ended it with me. And I can say across all three breakups, I have known when it's happening. Things are just different. Things are weird. There's a strange vibe and atmosphere. Maybe you're arguing more. Something's off. You just absolutely know when something is on its way out. I'm personally not a quitter. Quitter.
Sorry, pronounce my T's.
Like, I'll always, 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 always give something my 100% before I go throwing the table in. But I'd say a very valuable lesson I've learned over the last decade, shit, I'm getting old, is to not stay in something longer than you should. Like, don't stay in a relationship that is going to end longer than you need to. Like, if you know in your heart and your head and your gut that this isn't going to work, right? This isn't working. You need to try and come out of that sooner rather than later. And look, coming out of a relationship is heartbreaking, gut-wrenching, life-changing. So naturally, we put that off. I put it off. Of course I do. Absolutely. But I'm sure I can speak for so many people when I say sometimes you know it's over. Like, you absolutely know it's over, but you just don't want to admit it. I'd say it's definitely easier to keep, like, plodding along, just getting through, getting by, hoping that some sort of miracle is going to take place and everything will be hunky-dory and you don't need to end it and things can just stay as they are because you don't want them to end and you do still, of course, have love for this person. Let's just keep plodding along and just hope that some sort of miracle will come our way and it'll all be fine. It definitely feels easier to do that, but is that the right thing to do? I wouldn't say so. I feel like in doing that, you are ultimately just prolonging the inevitable. That being said, I don't think you should rush, like, accepting or admitting a relationship's ending. Even if people around you are on at you, like, come on, like, hurry up. But I've had that before, and, like, it genuinely does just come from love. Like, friends and family are maybe like, right, like, you've really gave this a shot. Like, come on. Like, this is how things are. Things aren't changing. You've gave it X amount of time, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, that comes from a place of love. I absolutely know that wholeheartedly. But even if other people around you are saying, like, come on, like, get a move on, you definitely need to reach that conclusion on your own. I think in relationships and breakups, like, it's all well and good having people to give you advice, 100%. And, like, look, I dish out advice left, right and centre. I'm bloody doing a podcast about it right now. But I do dish out advice to all my friends, family, whatever, in these situations. And I'm sure they're listening and I'm sure they're taking it on board. But ultimately, you need to come to conclusions on your own. You need to make decisions on your own. And you will only act on it when you have made that decision by yourself. So sometimes that takes time. That might take a couple of months. It might take a couple of years. But you definitely have to follow your gut. But I would also say that I have learned over time that you don't want to be in something longer than you have to be in something. It is, of course, a very sad realisation to come to. It really is. When I reached this realisation, I cried and cried and cried until there was nothing left. And I think that's when I know it's done, because when I'm like just crying, 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 it's because I've lost all hope and I'm not saying ifs or buts. It's like for a long time before our relationships end, I'll be like, if I'm talking to my friends about it, I'm like, but, or if this happens or blah, blah, blah. And like, I'll be upset about it, but I'm like, right, okay. Like I pull myself together. I'm like, okay, but this might happen. And if this happens and blah, blah, blah. But when I just like completely floodgates are open, you need a canoe to get about the flat from my tears, that's because, excuse me, I'm about to burp. Maturity is realizing nobody needs to hear your burps. I'm back, baby. But when I'm just like crying, it's because I've been like, okay, like it's hit me. This is happening. It is ending. There's no ifs. There's no buts. I've lost all hope, and I have reached a conclusion that this is ending. Something that really helps me in this realization period is remembering why it's came to this. Like, it's very easy, like when you're realizing a relationship's ending, it's very easy just to get caught up in the emotion of it, like to get caught up in the heartbreak of it, the sadness of it, the sort of grieving of it, that you forget why it ended. And sometimes it's good just to be like, okay, even like jot it down on your phone or write it pen and paper if you still like the old-fashioned way. I personally am an old-fashioned type of gal. I love getting a wee bit of ink down to the old paper. Like, remind yourself of why it came to this point. Like, whether or not it was you who ended it, just remember why. Like, this ended for a reason. And you need to remember those reasons. You need to remember the logical reasons that led you to this. It's important to remind yourself of why you feel like this. There's a reason you feel like this. And that reason is the very reason it wasn't right. The next thing I'm going to talk about is the week following a breakup. This, for me anyway, is always the hardest, weirdest period of all. It's when it starts to like hit you, like really reality is setting in and you realise, sorry if this is fresh to anyone, it's probably hard to hear. You realise you're no longer a part of each other's lives. You're adjusting to no longer being in contact and accepting, sorry this bit is harsh, accepting that you've most likely shared your last memories together. Told you, that's hard. Look, this is shit. Shit, shit, shittity, shit, shit, shittest, shitty, shite. There's no denying that. It sucks. It's so shit. It's the shittest shoe shit, dog shit you can possibly get. And I think it's definitely useful to allow yourself that time of just being a big sad sack. Like, let yourself just cry and cry and cry and lie in bed or lie on the couch and feel and look like a piece of shit. Like, let.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Let yourself feel so sorry for yourself. Let yourself feel like nobody is going through what you're going through right now, and you're allowed just to be a moody motherfucker who does nothing but cry. I think it is very important to let yourself feel your emotions and not just push them away, because look, see, if you push them away, they're simply going to bottle up and they're going to erupt at some other time. So I do think that allowing yourself to feel your emotions in their whole entirety,
whatever that word
is very beneficial and necessary. So I did do that, and I will always do that when necessary. But what I also do, and sometimes I'm like, is this a superpower? Do I have a superpower? Am I in possession of powers? Because when I say it out loud, it does actually sound a bit ludicrous. And when I say it to my friends, they're like, how are you doing that? But it genuinely does work. So as much as I let myself feel my emotions and feel like a sad sack and feel sorry for myself, I also set a time scale on how long I'll let myself feel a certain way. Like, I'll say to myself, okay, you can have 5 days of being like this. Like, you can have 5 days of moping around, being sad, doing nothing else except crying my eyes out and eating chocolate. I'm going to let myself do that for 5 days. But when that 5 days is up, honey, it's over. You are moving on with life. And it works. It honestly does work. I don't know if I made that up or what. I'm not too sure. It honestly really does work, because in the last month, without going into finer details, something else bad, to say the least, happened. And like that, like, I was pretty fucked, to be honest. Didn't leave the flat for like a week. Just was a big sad sack once again. And the thing that happened was pretty terrible and still is terrible. But somehow my time scale rule thing worked again. I really don't know how. I genuinely don't know how that has worked, but it did work. So I don't know, maybe that's a piece of advice. Set yourself a time scale on how long you'll let yourself feel like something. Like, Amy, my manager, said this to me, like, I must have like a mind over matter type of brain. Sorry if it sounds like I'm blowing my own trumpet here, but like, I apparently do. And is that a superpower or is it just a mindset? Who knows? But guys, try it out for sure. I've also been doing things in baby steps. For example, I had a lot of framed pictures of me and my ex.
Feels weird saying that. Ex. So strange.
Anyway, in my flat, and I didn't just go and like instantly take them all down. Like that, like, see, if I was to go do that all in the winter, like, I'd just be pure sad and feel weird about it, and it would feel really, really strange. So instead, what I've been doing is just like gradually doing one at a time, or maybe two if I'm feeling super strong one day. But just gradually, as and when I feel up to it, it's just like, okay, I'm going to take this wee photo out of the frame. I will replace that at some point. Just like, literally, like, say I'm just sitting watching TV and I'm feeling fine, I'm feeling distracted, I'm having a nice day. I'll be like, oh, I'm just going to take that wee photo out that's in my eyesight right now, because I feel capable of doing that at the moment. Just as and when. Baby steps. There's no rush to like go and take all these big drastic like measures. If it feels like that is too much for you, if it feels like that is just going to like completely steer you in the opposite direction and make you sad and ruin your day, don't do it. Do what feels right when it feels right. I definitely say that also goes for telling people. Like, when the breakup took place, I didn't like instantly jump on the phone, jump in group chats, like message all my close family and friends, like, aye, that's me single now. Because that would just feel like too much. That would be very overwhelming. Receiving all these like sympathy texts. Oh, no thanks. Sorry. That would have been like a volcano erupting way too much. The lava is fucking everywhere.
I'm drowning in the lava.
Like, no thanks. So I just, again, done it in dribs and drabs. Done as much as I could manage at one time. I didn't push myself. And yeah, it felt a bit weird, like, telling people maybe, like, a week later or 10 days later. Like, I was thinking, oh, gosh, they're going to think I don't value their friendship. No, that doesn't matter. You just have to do what feels good for you, what you can manage in the moment. There's no mad rush to let everyone know, and no one's going to be offended if you take your time in telling them. Honestly, when you're going through a breakup, you really do have to be selfish, I suppose, and look after yourself and do what feels right for you. And I think telling people in dribs and drabs when I felt up to it definitely makes the impact less harsh. Next up's the classic, you knew this was coming, distraction. Honestly, the most annoying thing you can hear when you're going through a breakup is, just keep yourself busy, honey. But it also is the best advice. Like, nothing helps like distraction. And distraction is key for any sadness, in my opinion, not just a breakup. If your brain's occupied doing something else, it forgets about being sad, even if it's only for a short period of time. And at this day and age, there are plenty of ways to distract yourself, thankfully. First is the obvious, seeing friends. Spend as much time possible with your friends. Like, even if it is, like, not even doing anything, like, you don't even have to go on a night out and get steaming drunk and round people up. You don't even have to go out for a dinner or, like, a special day out. Like, literally doing the most simple of things with your friends helps. Like, even if it's just going to drive or having them come and sit next to you whilst you watch TV, have them stay overnight, even if you're not up to, like, chat, and even if you are sitting, like, crying, it's just nice to have company and, like, even just let them speak, like, let them tell you about their day or their life, and just distracting your brain with something and someone goes a really, really long way. Watch TV, get lost in a series. Something, I think a series is helpful because, like, there's more and more to keep going and going and going, and it just gives you something to do for a long period of time. It's actually funny, both of my breakups as of the recent times, I've binged Married at First Sight. Coincidentally, well, it wasn't even planned, but to be honest, it's like one of the only shows I can watch, and it's great because I love it. Like, it's just TV gold. But I also realise it's really good because I can hear from the love experts. And that is pretty beneficial because apparently I keep failing at love. So I'm here to hear what the love experts say about love. Maybe that's quite useful. And my best piece of advice for distraction is to read. I know I should really, like, take myself down a peg with the reading because I've only started reading recently. But reading, oh, it's the best. Like, I literally, like, it annoys me when my friends are like, I want to read, but I don't think I can get into it. Yes, you can, and you bloody should, because reading is so beneficial for so many different reasons. It gets you to sleep. It gets you off your phone. It expands your vocab. It's just great. It's great for the brain. But if you're going through a breakup, nothing will distract you. Like, getting lost in a fictional world of characters who don't exist. Like, reading a literal story. And if you read the right book, you're going to get so lost in it that you don't have a second to think about your own life. You're only thinking about the characters in this book and what they're up to. It is the best. Like, I have been rattling through books, since being single, because I said this in the last episode, like, I can read every single night before bed now because nobody's lying next to me, apart from when the girls stay over, but I can just lie in my book and read to my heart's content. It is the best. Like, cannot recommend enough. And I've heard other people going through breakups also read, so it ain't just coming from me. It's so good. Colleen Hoover, my queen. And my final way of dealing with a breakup and last lot of advice. My stomach's rumbling. I think I'm actually getting a McDonald's at Abigail's. I'm staying at Abigail's tonight. She was originally supposed to stay here because obviously I don't have a boyfriend. I live alone. So I have room in my bed. But the flat is literally upside down. I don't have heating or hot water or drinking water or anything, to be honest. So definitely not going to have any guests. So I'm going to go stay at Abigail's with her and Taylor, which I'm so excited for. You know, I really do this with like my friends and their boyfriends. So Nadine and her boyfriend Callum. Callum has been one of my besties, honestly, pretty much since they met. Like, literally for Easter dinner, I went to Nadine's boyfriend's family's home. They cooked me my Easter Sunday dinner, got me Easter eggs. Like, full scale, I'm part of the family. And now I'm getting like that with Abigail and Taylor as well. I really get a good bond with my friends' boyfriends, so I do. Anyway, I'm going there soon. And I think we're getting a wee McDonald's. Chicken selects, yum, yum, yum. That's what I'm really craving. I'm honestly ravenous right now. Not being able to cook either. Not that I'm Mrs. Cooking Pants, but like just not even having the choice. Can't even boil the kettle and just have like some noodles or something. Anyway, where was I? Oh yes, my last breakup advice section thing, if you could call this that, is focusing on yourself. And I touched on this last week as well, but honestly, dealing with a breakup, like everybody has a breakup glow up. I've yet to have one. I honestly think this is the worst I've ever looked in my life, to be honest. I hate my hair. But people are also messaging me like, you can't change your hair when you've just went through a breakup because like your mind's not straight. But I think my mind is straight on at least my hair. The hair's honking. It's no doing it for me. I don't think I look nice whatsoever. I literally look like Lord Farquhar, and it's like, I'm single. I need to be looking in the mirror and liking what I'm seeing, and I'm hating it. So I think I'm going to need to do something with the hair. But going through a breakup always allows people that room for the glow up. Like, everybody betters themselves when they go through a breakup, and I don't really know why that is. Like, everyone, yes, going to the gym, yes, feeling good, looking good. Everyone starts to really take more care of themselves. It just is natural, and I don't really know why it is, because like for me anyway, I'm not like, I'm single now, so I've got to be looking so delicious for all the boys. Like, I don't even want a boy to come near me with a fucking barge pole. Stay away. Ain't no boys getting in my lane. Trust me when I say that. Like, people be messaging you. No, not a single soul. And I'm glad, because I'm not trying to attract anyone. I want to be single. I have shit to focus on. I'm busy with myself. So I am. So really just tapping into being alone. Like, I definitely am like up gym, not because I'm trying to get skinny or blah for boys, no, but just because I'm enjoying taking care of myself. Like, I only have me to think about, so therefore I'm doing lots of things for me. Like, I'm even down to things like taking more time on my skincare, taking time to like go and like buy food that I want, and I'm not thinking about, oh, what does someone else want to eat? Like, no, I'm just thinking about myself, and that is really, really great. Like, just thinking, what do I want to do with my night tonight? Like, I don't actually have the choice of company tonight, so it's just me, myself, and I. But like, that actually is a positive thing, as long as you see it in a positive way. It's nice. Like, really just taking time to focus on yourself. I think for me as well, and obviously not everybody like loves their job, so like that's not like a silver lining, but I love how much time I have to think about work right now. Like, whoa, the ideas, guys, the shit that I'm planning. Yes, I am planning with my work. Like, it is actually very helpful, me being single. And I'm not saying, oh my God, thank God my relationship ended so I could work. Like, no, like, obviously I'd have rather my relationship worked out and I could have the best of both of us. You get the best. best of both worlds. But there is definitely silver linings. And honestly, a great way of dealing with a breakup is putting all that energy and focus that you gave to your partner into yourself. Self-care after self-care, hobby after hobby, plan after plan. Just give yourself and nourish yourself and all that energy and love and affection you were given to someone else. Give that to yourself. Powerful. Right, guys, that's all I've got for today. I am having to cut you quite short because I need to go finish packing my case, put on some tinted moisturiser, and be ready for my dad, who's going to give me a wee lift over to Abigail's. Also, I'm so hungry, I can't even concentrate. I'm going to need to eat. I've got Buenos, some Buenos lying about. I would say in the cupboard, but they're not in the cupboard. They're in the hall under my mirror. So I'm going to go have one of them to tide me over to my wee McD's. I can't believe I'm going to holiday tomorrow. Wow, wow, wee. But I hope this episode was somewhat useful or relatable or just something. I hope it done something for you. I will be here next week as normal. I get back on like Monday morning. So no reason whatsoever for there not to be an episode next week. There absolutely will be an episode next week. Thank you for all of the love and support, all of the nice messages that people have sent on the back of last week's episodes. It does not go unnoticed. It means the absolute world more. I love all my roller coaster riders to bits. Wee forehead kiss for y'all. Have a lovely week and weekend, and I shall see you next week. Bye-bye!
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.